And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4.85, down 14 on the open. July 4.91, down 10.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.92, down 8.5 on the open. July 5.06, down 6.5. September 5.13, down 8. December 5.20, down 9 on the open. May corn opened at 3.55, down 9.25 on the open. July 3.64, down 9.75. September 3.61.25, down 7.25. December 3.58, down 9.5. March 3.70, down 7.75. May 3.78, down 7. July 3.82, down 6 on the open. May beans open at 7.18.5, down 4.5 on the open. July 7.34.5, down 4. August 7.41, down 4.5. September 7.49, down 3. November 7.61.5, down 5. January 7.72, down 4.5. March 7.81, down 2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 191.70, down 30 on the open. July 197.50, down 70. May soybean oil open at 32.80, down 13 on the open. July 33.35, down 10. At the Merck, May feeders open at 109, up 45 on the open. August 111.90, up 42.5. September 111.15, up 70. October 110.50, up 10 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.55, up 35 on the open. June 93.85, up 57.5. August 92.45, up 42.5. October 95.75, up 30 on the open. May lean hogs open at 74.80. up 35 on the open. June 74.90, up 32.5. July 75.20, up 30. August 74.90, up 45 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 101 even, up 5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. In Kansas City, wheat trading anywhere from down 6 to down 9.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading anywhere from down 3 in the March 2008 contract to down 9.5 in lead month May. In the corn pit, trading anywhere from down 3 in July of 2008 to down 6.25 in the May contract. In the bean pit, turning to the upside off of the opening bell now, trading anywhere from up 2 in May 2008 to up 7 in the July of 2007 contract. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been a tough day already in that corn pit. We saw it gap lower on the opening, and the D's broke the April lows this morning already. What does this imply for the rest of the day and, indeed, the rest of the week?
Well, for the rest of the week, today's going to be real important to see how the corn market finishes. There was quite a few sell stops below this 63 level. We cleaned a lot of those out last night and this morning. We opened virtually on the low with the market able to come back in through here and close decent. It set the precedence that maybe we cleaned out the lows, stops underneath these recent lows in here and can regroup and bounce. The key objective on the charts technically would be this 355 area. If you go back to last fall's low here around this 281 and the high this winter for 29.5. That's 50% back down. So for anyone wanting to be a buyer in through here, I would say under this 360 area, they'll start to accumulate some long positions, Dave.
Do you think that there's a risk that given the weather forecasts that we're seeing for this week, that we actually might see corn back down to the 330 area by the end of the week?
If we can't hold this 355 area, if the funds continue to liquidate here, and we see some decent planting progress in this afternoon's report, and I'm giving you a lot of ifs, and there's a lot of ifs involved, and if the weather holds out, you know, we could go down to 337, and that's 62% back down. So these technical guys have got several benchmarks underneath the market to watch.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, which has seen double-digit losses thus far.
Yeah, we've seen some better weather domestic for the wheat crop. We're looking at some stabilization in this afternoon's crop conditions report for wheat in general. But the main focus in the wheat overall is the world weather. Rainfall has occurred in Europe and Australia, and that's going to keep a lid on prices because this virtually helps diminish some of the concerns about the drought damage in those areas. Then once again, deliveries heavy, which is typical for wheat, though commercials like to put that out unless somebody pays storage and interest on it for a few days. So wheat's sort of within another dime of support below today's low here, where wheat could probably be a buy for another leg to the upside.
What do you think that the wheat tour out west might reveal this week? A pretty mixed bag?
Well, it depends what areas. I mean, there's going to be mixed reactions. We work with a handful of producers in the western wheat belt, and they've been raising wheat all their lives, and there's still a lot of uncertainty on the conditions there. I know you're getting that northern Kansas and southern Nebraska area is very variable. There's been damage as little as 10 to 15%, as much as 70%. So it's going to depend what areas they stop and what observations they gather.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where last week speculators bought 750. Does that put a short-term bottom in the market, given what we're hearing with the weather forecasts?
Well, if you get the corn in the ground, you know, it sort of edges or takes the edge off more bean acres. And if you go back to the wettest year in recent history, the 93 flood, when it's all said and done, you didn't see that much shifting. A lot of guys went ahead and saw preventing plantings, per se. But, yeah, it takes the edge off on pushing this bean market lower. The November bean futures could be bought, stops under 760. Bean demand's strong. Mexico bought 210,000 tons of U.S. beans. And so the bean picture is a lot brighter than the corn and wheat picture at the present time.
Thank you much, Kurt. You have a grand day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat, 491 down 8. July, 491 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 490 down 10 and a half. July, 504 down 8 and a half. September, 514 down 7. May corn, 357 down 7 and a quarter. July, 367 down 6 and 3 quarters. December, 363 down 4 and a half. May beans, 728 and a half, up 5. And a half. July, 743 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. November, 771, up 4 1/2. May soybean meal, 194.20, up 2.20. May soybean oil, 33.01, up 8. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in far northern Illinois, mostly sunny early, then partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms during the afternoon. Elsewhere, mostly sunny and warm, highs from 68 to 88 tonight. In the north, partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere. Mostly clear, lows ranging from 53 to 63. Then tomorrow in the north, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers in central and southern sections. A mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 68 to 85 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.